here's your pass to the Globe Theater. Radio Playhouse, especially for men and women of the armed forces of the United Nations. Just as the Globe Theater has meant the best in entertainment since the days of Shakespeare, today it means the best in radio drama for servicemen and women all over the globe. Here to tell you about tonight's play is your host at the Globe Theater, Herbert Marshall.
Hello, everyone. Come right into the Globe Theater and help yourself to a seat down front center for tonight's play from this GI Radio Playhouse. You know, here on Globe Theater, we are sometimes faced with a very peculiar problem. Namely, how to talk. It is really the first worldwide theater, the first radio playhouse that actually encompasses the entire globe. As a matter of fact, we even had two fan letters postmarked 152 Canal Street, Mars. But these we've disregarded as probable frauds. I personally refuse to learn to speak with a Martian accent, Orson Welles notwithstanding. There is a sufficient problem for a British actor speaking for the United States to servicemen all over the world. The matter of pronunciations is very critical. Shall I say schedule, following the accepted Keokuk tradition, or shall I say schedule, in the best fashion of the residents of Tunbridge Wells? Shall I refer to this as the motion picture industry or as the American cinema? Shall I describe our stars with the Princetonian versatile or the Oxonian versatile? Well, I give up. For tonight, I've arranged two opening announcements. You may select your own preference. Choice A. Tonight, the Globe Theater has scheduled one of the brightest young actresses in the motion picture industry, Miss Diana Lynn, playing the part of Lucy in Cap Palmer's original story, Lucy with the Lady. Now, choice B. This evening, the Globe Theater has scheduled one of the brightest young actresses of the American cinema, Diana Lynn, portraying the role of Lucy in Cap Palmer's dramatization of his original story, Lucy with the Lady. Take your pick. Here's the play, Jack.
Lucilla Drew, who opens next week as the sub-deb in Pembroke's new play, is one of those good things that come in small packages. Her legs are slim and tan, her eyes are blue and wide, and she has the delicately rounded little body of a junior angel. She is, confidentially, 20 years of age. On stage, she looks a scant 14. And right now, she's acting about 10. So she's standing on the terrace of her new house in Southampton, hot and tired from a long day's rehearsal, looking wistfully at the swimming pool next door, and hoping that the chubby little girl cavorting in its cool blue water will notice her bathing suit and invite her over. She closes her eyes and wills. It works.
Hello. I bet I can dive better than you can.
You dive beautifully. And it was very sweet of you to ask me over to your pool. Are you certain it's all right?
Oh, sure. Uncle Jeff told me I could ask you. If you looked like you had a bath. What's your name?
Lucilla Drew. What's yours?
Joan Hendry. Uncle Jeff calls me Jonah. And I'm in the D5. What grade are you in?
Oh, I'm not in any grade. And everybody calls me Lucy. You know something? I bet I can dive almost as well as you can.
Look.
Him around in a wheelchair?
Oh, no. He's very well preserved. He says he's in the primary of life. Look at me. I'm floating.
Oh, you're marvelous. I'll float beside you. Isn't this wonderful? Don't you love to feel the sun on your face?
You know what we are? We're dead people floating. I wonder if anyone will find our bodies and give us Christian burial.
Oof, well, let's be something a little less gruesome.
I'll tell you what we are. We're whales. We've been swimming around under the ocean, and we've come to the surface to blow.
Yeah.
Oh, it's easy. You just gulp in a mouthful of water, and then you squirt it up in the air. Look.
Well, it's terrific. I spent the best years of my boyhood trying to master that trick. You must show me how.
Really, I must think me an awful idiot.
Hey, Uncle Jeff, did you see me floating? Look at this one, too.
Good for you. But, Jonah, aren't you forgetting something?
What?
I mean, you forgot to introduce your new friend. Remember how Gail taught you?
Oh, yeah. Uncle Jeff Hendry, may I have the pleasure of presenting my friend, Lucy Drew. She's got a tan stomach.
Jones! How do you do, Uncle Jeff? How do you do, Mr. Hendry?
How do you do, Lucy? Jonah's been rather lonely, and I'm glad she's finally going to have a little playmate. Are you in grammar school or junior? Are you?
Yeah. Lucy is a lady.
That's fine. Well, I'm glad to hear it.
But, Uncle Jeff, I mean, Lucy's a grown-up lady.
I know, Joan. A girl of 14 must seem like a grown-up lady to you. Enter the house now, Jonah. Gail is coming over for dinner, and you know how she likes little girls to be punctual.
Okay. Can Lucy stay for dinner?
Of course. Would you like to have dinner with Jonah, Lucy?
Really, Mr. Hendry? This is the most ridiculous situation.
Now, Lucy. Don't try to impress me with those big words. Grown-ups don't like little girls who show off, you know. We call it being precocious.
Show off? Precocious? Now, you look here, Mr.
I didn't mean to be harsh, Lucy. But little girls must learn their lessons as they go through life. None of us are perfect. Who knows? Perhaps you'll teach me a lesson someday.
Well, of all the...
Mr. Hendry, what was that you just said?
Huh? Oh, I said, perhaps you can teach me a lesson someday.
Perhaps I can. You're not mad at me, are you, Mr. Hendry?
Of course I'm not, Lucy. And you may call me Uncle Jeff.
Thank you, Uncle Jeff. I will be very grateful to accept your kind invitation to dinner with Joan.
Good. Run through the hedge and get permission from your mother. We'll dine at 6.
Dressed up for my party, Mother. How do I look?
Well, Lucilla, you always look nice. Good grief, girl. Where did you dredge up those fantastic high school clothes? The sweater's too long and the skirt's too short.
The shoes are too flat and socks are too bobby. I know. But how do I look?
Well, frankly, my dear, you look like a junior mess. What on earth are you made up for?
A dinner date.
A dinner date? With Frank Sinatra?
No, with the man next door. Uncle Jeff, he wants me to call him. He's going to teach me lessons, he says.
Lucilla Drew. Lucilla Drew. You're old enough to know about old men who chase after young girls.
Now, Mother, he says he only wants me for a playmate.
A playmate?
For his young niece. And he's not old, really. He just acts old. He's tall, blonde, and handsome. He's very handsome. In fact, his face would be practically perfect if it had just one slight change.
No beard?
Uh-uh. His face needs a sheepy, humble, apologetic look. And I, darling, am going to put one there. You can't call me a precocious little show-off, not live happily ever after.
Uh-huh. I started out to teach a man a lesson once.
You did? Well, how'd it turn out?
It turned out to be your father.
Good heavens, I'm late. And Uncle Jeff likes little girls to be punctual. You know, I could almost feel sorry for him. Hello, Jonah.
Hello. Where did you get the corny clothes?
That's so loud, you dope.
Children, no whispering. Good evening, Lizzie.
Good evening, Uncle Jeff. My mother said thank you very much for your kind invitation.
We're very glad to have you, Lizzie. Jonah, introduction.
Oh, yeah. Auntie Gail, Miss Grimmer, may I present my friend, Lucy Drew.
Lucy has just moved in next door. Isn't it nice that Jonah's going to have a little playmate?
Oh, I'm sure it is. But, Jeff, darling, perhaps I shouldn't say this, but isn't Lucy just a wee bit old to have much in common with dear little Joan?
Well, she's 14.
They were doing all right this afternoon.
You should have seen Lucy being a whale. Now, Lucy, remember, things are only funny once. Well, let's go into dinner. March along, kids.
What a pleasant novelty, Jeff, dear. Whatever made you think of it?
Novelty?
Mm-hmm. The children dining with us, I mean. Oh, how nice. Is it some lovely special occasion?
Why, well, don't ask if they couldn't. It's Lucy's first visit, you know.
Well, it's quite all right, darling. Whatever you think, then. Our little tete-a-tete naturally mean more to me than to you. I didn't mean to question your judgment, dear. I was just wondering.
Of course, Gail. You kids would rather eat by yourselves anyway, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you, Jonah?
Yes, Uncle Jeff.
Why, that's me, Kirby. He's a critical white cat.
Ed, now move the children's places for breakfast room. They decided they'd rather eat by themselves.
That was good. And wasn't it better having dinner by ourselves? It'd been awful if we'd had to sit with them and be polite.
I like to eat with Uncle Jeff. He's fun. But old Gail bores me.
Tell me, Jonah, who is this Gail person?
She's going to marry Uncle Jeff. He dropped his spoon.
Jonah, don't misunderstand me. It doesn't mean anything to me. I'm only asking for your sake, but is Uncle Jeff in love with Gail?
He says I need a mother. I don't need her. I don't like her. She's so messy, sweet around Uncle Jeff. She makes me sick to my stomach. She's mean inside.
Yes, I see what you mean. You know, somebody ought to really go out after her scalp sometime. Make her so darn mad, she'll blow up and show your Uncle Jeff what she's really like before it's too late.
Hey, that's a swell idea.
Hey, now, wait a minute, baby. I didn't mean that. I was only talking.
We'll do it. Hey, Lucy. You know what? They're out in the terrace having their coffee. Let's go in the living room and turn on the phonograph. You hate my voice.
No better. Let's try this one.
She's bringing in Uncle Jeff to make us stop.
Is that the sort of music we all know and love? A certain little girl must have made a mistake and put on a record she didn't intend. But now she's going to play the kind of music that deep down she knows is true and beautiful, isn't she?
Aren't you sore about it?
No, dear. Just a teeny bit, huh?
Jonah, do you suppose Annie Gale would enjoy that classic we like so much, Ocean County?
Oh, yeah. Try this one on for size, Annie Gale. Jeff!
Maybe she's coming to a boil.
Jonah, you did that deliberately. And Lucy?
Oh, Jeff, dear. Mayn't I handle this in my own way?
Are you going to sock me?
No, but I'm very much disappointed in you, Joan, dear. This has been a most unfortunate evening for a certain little girl I know. I'm afraid Uncle Jeff and I have failed with you.
Aren't you going to lick the pants off me?
No, darling. But perhaps others can succeed where we have failed. Jeff, I think Joan should go away very soon to Mrs. Fenner's school.
Oh, no. I want to stay here with Uncle Jeff.
And now I think a certain little girl should go very bye, where she can think things over quietly. Good night, Joan.
Good night. Can Lucy stay with me tonight?
Would your mother give for you permission, Lucy?
Oh, yes. It's not a school night.
Good. But mine now. I don't want to hear your kids talking after the lights are out.
Yes, Uncle Jeff. Thank you, Uncle Jeff.
And tell Jonah I'll be up soon to kiss her goodnight.
Quick, Jonah, turn out the lights. And hop into bed. Uncle Jeff is coming upstairs to kiss you goodnight.
Oh, we're in the wrong bed. Oh, well,
let's forget where I sleep anyway. Still awake, Jonah? I'll tuck in your covers. Got a good night kiss for your uncle?
Mm-hmm.
It's so dark, I can't find your face.
Mm-hmm, Uncle Phil.
Good night, baby. And give me a great big kiss of the last clear till morning.
Good night, Uncle Phil.
Good Lord, it's Lucy. Oh, believe me, I... Believe me, I thought you were Jonah. Good night. And remember, you two, no talking after I close your door.
Oh, Lucy.
Somebody got taught a lesson. And I'm terribly afraid it was me. Good night, Jonah.
Night.
Jonah, about your needing a mother, would you settle for a new big sister?
Well, a week has passed, but the situation has improved, you might say, only for the worse. Little Jonah has subjected Gail to every diabolical irritation her active mind could invent, and nothing has had the slightest effect on dear Gail's sweetly patient composure. Jeff has brought Lucy and Jonah back from a couple of days at Gail's beach house, and we find Lucy now in the Drew living room reporting to her mother.
Well, the house is finally beginning to look better. How did things go at the beach, Jeff?
Not so good. Mother, you'd better get down off that stepladder. I've got something to tell you.
All right, dear. Hold those curtains for me.
Now, what's your news?
Mother, I think I'm in love.
You think? Don't you know?
Well, whenever he speaks to me, I go zing inside. You know, as though I were a harp and somebody'd flipped a hand across my string.
You're in love, all right. Well, I suppose it had to happen sometime. I hope you're as happy as you deserve, Kit. Is he, anyone we know?
Uncle Jeff, the man next door.
Oh, yes. The man you were going to teach a lesson to.
Yes.
Well, is there anything I can do to help?
Well, you can tell Jeff that I'm more than 14 years old.
I can what? Now, stop me if I'm being motherly, but...
Oh, I know. It's like gargling. It's something I'll have to do for myself.
Well, if you can't figure out how, then they switched babies on me when you were born. Just for a hint. What's the matter with that slinky white formal you wore on the barn tour?
Oh, the backless one. And an upswept hairdo?
Put that ivory gardenia in your hair. And just a touch of mustache.
And my last pair of nylons. Oh, I knew I was saving them for something.
And some of that perfume with the embarrassing name.
I'll just go across the patio and into the living room doors and surprise him.
Now, Jonah, you're supposed to be in bed.
It isn't, Jonah.
Oh, hello, Lucy. Did you leave something behind?
Well, not exactly. Jeff.
Uncle Jeff.
Well, look at me. Don't you notice anything different about me?
Give me a clue.
Donnet, look at my clothes.
Well. If it isn't our little Lucy playing dress up.
Playing dress up? But Donnet, Jeff.
Uncle Jeff. Oh, excuse me a second. Oh, hello.
Well, I wasn't planning to. Jeff, dear. Oh, I do so hate to upset you, but I've come on a most unpleasant errand. This morning I found this unspeakable note under my pillow and... Oh, good evening, Lucy.
Hello.
Lucy is playing dress up. Isn't she cute?
Too cute. Lucy, dearest, I think it would be just lovely for your little game if you were to read this note aloud to her. Here.
Dear E.B.
Dale Brimmer, you see.
Dear G.B., we have found you out. You are an old, icky drip with a mean disposition, and if you do not flee at once and never be heard from again, we will squeal on you to Mr. Jeff W. Henry, who is in love with another grown-up lady named Lucy B. Anyway.
Is there a signature?
The secret, Kevin.
You read it just beautifully, Lucy, dear. And perhaps that was only to be expected, since you were the one who wrote it.
I wrote... You are not going to make me lose my temper. And if I had, I'd certainly have spelled disposition right.
Please, Lucy, dear. The writing of a note we might forgive as a childish prank. But don't try to shift the blame to poor, innocent, defenseless little Joan. That sort of thing doesn't get done.
Oh, pooey.
Now, don't let's have a scene.
No, I didn't write that note, but I wish I had. You, Gail, you're everything that note says.
You're so sweet and syrupy around Jeff, you make everybody sick. But inside, you're a hypocritical old witch with a rotten temper that you're trying not to show till you marry him. Well, now's your chance to show it.
Stop it.
Shut up. You little devil.
Jeff, dear. You know how it hurts me deep inside to see relatively harsh and demanding. But must I tolerate this sort of thing?
No, and neither must I. Jonah, you march right up to bed. You'll go away to Miss Spencer's school in the morning. And Lucy, don't sneak out that door. Lucy, I'm disappointed in you. You're a bad influence. Go home and take off those ridiculous grown-up clothes and don't ever come back.
Oh, but Jeff, listen to me.
I'm sorry, Lucy, but I can't let you play with Jonah anymore.
Won't you please come to bed? It's after 3.
It wouldn't do any good. I couldn't sleep.
Well, then talk. Cry. Swear. Do something. Don't just sit there staring.
Lucy.
What went wrong?
I did, you must know. Yes, Uncle Jeff wants peace and quiet. He dotes on peace and quiet.
Well, I certainly showed him just how much he can expect from me. I'll never see him again. Oh, I could die.
Oh, who's this coming at this time of night?
And me and Paul Cream and Turner.
I'll go.
Who's there?
I saw your lights on. I know it's awfully late, but is little Lucy home?
This is me.
Oh, hello, Lucy. I see you still got on your dress-up clothes.
Yes.
I was just cleaning up the living room a few minutes ago, and I found this ivory gimmick. It fell out of your hair, I guess. I thought, you might be worrying about it. I brought back your hair gimmick.
Won't you come in?
I can't stay a minute. Just wanted to bring back your hair gimmick.
Yes, you told me. It wouldn't have been that you wanted to see me.
Good Lord, Lucy. After all, a man of 24 that would take any personal interest in a 14-year-old playmate of his young niece would just be an old rake. Here's your hair gimmick. I brought it back.
Won't you sit down?
Thanks.
Oh, over here.
Oh, no. Here's a little present to show no hard feelings. And, Lucy, about what happened tonight.
Do we have to go over that?
Lucy, I've been sort of waked up. I see things differently. I've found out some things.
You have? About me?
Yes, Lucy. You can come over and play with Jonah any time you want to.
Oh, you darling idiot. Jeff.
Uncle Jeff.
I'm the one to apologize for this silly masquerade. Oh, I've been acting like an adolescent little fool. I started to get even with you, but that's no excuse. Tonight showed me that...
Showed me, too. How I stood it as long as I did, I'll never know.
Good what?
Oh, the way, Gail. Well, it's very complicated to explain to a child, but when you're older, you learn about things called repression. Why, she isn't human. I don't think she has any feelings. Good grief, a guy doesn't want to be married alive.
You mean you and Gail have broken up?
Yes. I thought I could take it for Jonah's sake, but... Sit still, Lucy. I'll pick up your package.
Yes?
I'll unwrap it for you. Oh, it isn't much. Just 4 dozen comic books. Illustrated in 3 colors and cloth bound.
Oh, Jeff. Oh, jeepers. Superman!
Hey, your voice. The way you've been talking all along till just now. Oh, you aren't a kid at all. Oh, Lord. Oh,
I tried to tell you, Jeff, I'm 20. Do you mind?
Lucy, I don't know what to say.
Don't you, darling? Yeah.
Uncle... Come here, you...
Oh, yes. Yeah. That's the nicest way I ever heard of to make a girl say uncle.
You've heard Diana Lynn, lovely and youthful as ever, as Lucy in the original radio play for Globe Theater, Lucy was a lady. Cap Palmer did the scripting, and Felix Mills did the music. We hope you enjoyed both. Forthcoming stars at the Globe Theater include John Conte, June Haver, Frank Craven, Dick Powell, and Linda Darnell. These are just a few of the top screen performers who have been booked for engagements at this servicemen's playhouse. Next Globe Theater time, we'll present John Conte as a slightly screwy trumpet player in an extremely screwy comedy called Mr. Margie. Here's a short preview.
Well, you know how it is, Artie. I was just saying goodbye to some of the girls before I got married. And Susan saw me with one. All I'm asking you to do is back me up.
How can I tell Susan that dame was a vocalist for the band? There isn't any band.
That doesn't matter. Just tell her. No band?
No band. See, I got my reclassification this morning. I'm going into the Army.
But there's got to be a band. At least until I get this thing straightened out with Susan. What am I going to tell her? Well, you know how she is.
Sure. I know how she is. I know all about her. Susan and I were doing fine till you came along. Remember?
Uh-huh. Well, that's life.
Uh-huh. That's life. You know, incidentally, I'm releasing all the boys from their contracts. Except you.
Me? But you can't have your own private trumpeter in the Army, you know.
No, but I sold your contract.
Oh?
I figured as long as you and Susan were getting married, well, I wanted to be sure that you were set in a good band.
Oh, well, thanks, Artie. I appreciate it. Who bought me? Harry James?
No, not Harry James.
Oh, too bad. He has a pretty good band. All he needs is a good trumpet player. Was it Tommy Dorsey?
No. Trixie and her red-headed red hot.
Never heard of them. Why, I could get... Trixie and her which?
Trixie and her red-headed red hot. It's an all-girl band.
Holy smoke! Artie, how could you do a thing like that to me?
Well, that's life.
I'm the best trumpet player in the country. What am I going to do in an all-girl orchestra?
Blow, brother. Blow.
You've just had a preview of a coming attraction from the Globe, John Conte in Mr. Margie. If you can get near the radio, join us. We'll be holding a place for you at the Globe Theater. Until our next meeting, then, this is Herbert Marshall saying, hero, and I'll be seeing you.
Theater with Herbert Marshall as host and master of ceremonies. The Globe Theater is presented for servicemen and women of the Allied Armed Forces all over the globe. Listen for our next Globe Theater production soon. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.